Camden Town,
Holborn,
Regent's Park,
West Hampstead,
Gospel Oak, Swiss Cottage,
Kentish Town,
Bloomsbury, Highgate,
St Pancras,
Covent Garden, King's Cross,
Timmers Town,
Fortune Green, Camden Community Radio.
The War, written and read by Ebony Olivia White. "This is a war that will never end," Mum shouted her war cry. She was hurt and angry. Her 10th child, Jackson, was diagnosed unofficially, in her opinion, with learning difficulties. That meant that he couldn't go to the nearest primary school, the school her other children went to. "He's just a little slow," she would tell the primary school teachers. "He will catch up. Just give him time." When they wouldn't teach him, Mum kept him at home and started to teach him herself to read and write. Various letters came from the LCC Educational Authority, which Mum ignored. "Let them do their worst," she would mutter under her breath. "My child is just slow. There should be a special class in the school for children like Jackson. I'll tell them so." Two school inspectors paid a visit after many letters were ignored. "It's against the law, Mrs. Charles," they tried to explain. "He must go to school." "You are not qualified to teach him at home." "The school doesn't want him," Mum said. "We have enrolled him into a special school that is more suited to his needs." "I know his needs better than anyone else. I will teach him here," Mum said. She was defiant. "The school bus will collect him on Monday," the inspector said as he and his assistant stood, packed their briefcase, and went to the door. Mum stared at them and held the front door open. Jackson's special letter came on Friday. Mum was furious. "Take it easy," said Dad, trying to calm her down. "They may know what they are doing." "Not more than me," answered Mum. "I carried Jackson in my womb for 9 months. 7 months, corrected Dad. Okay, 7 months. Mum hated being corrected. "Maybe that's why he's a little slow. He's premature," said Dad as he put on his hat and coat. "You know, the boy is going to be all right. Try not to think about it too much," he said gently as he leaves for work. The special school bus came and went for many, many months. It came and went without Jackson. Dedicated to the cause, Mum taught my brother to read and write. The letters came from County Hall. Yes, they kept dropping through the letterbox. But Mum had a plan. She invited several people to hear Jackson read and test his writing. Then, as she became bolder, she invited our school headmistress to hear my brother read. What more proof would the education authority need? I was surprised that Miss Hart accepted Mum's invitation and came. Sitting comfortably in the drawing room with tea and Caribbean bun in front of her, her eyes wandered around, observing everything. "These are the books Jackson reads." Miss Hart shifted her attention to Mum and Jackson. "There," said Mum proudly, "he can read. He was just a little slow. He needed extra help." Miss Hart smiled apologetically. "He may just have memorized the words. You do understand that, Mrs. Charles?" Mum was expressionless as she answered Miss Hart. "I understand. Thank you for coming." When she had gone, I spoke to Mum while she packed away my brother's books. "What did you understand, Mum?" Mum looked at me and smiled. "I understand that Miss Hart is part of the Education Authority and that it was curiosity that brought her here." Mum's war did end. When she became ill, Jackson went to the special school where he could play and paint all day. He could read and write, and would read all the signs in the school because Mum had taught him. Years after Mum and Dad had died, I registered Jackson into a workshop project for people with special needs living independently. Reluctantly, he decided to go. After a few weeks, I went to visit him at the workshop. "He can read and write," the project manager told me. "That is very unusual for someone his age. He's the only one here who can." "Yes," I said. "My mother taught him at home." I smiled happily and thought, "See, Mum, your war did end. And you and Jackson won."
You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.